Hello guys, welcome along to the show. This is episode number 41 of the Soot and Whitewash podcast. I'm your host Neil Piper, and today, instead of my usual jabbering on about stuff that I've been doing or haven't been doing, it's just going to be a short show where I'm just going to get out a little bit of information and a few bit of thanks and a couple of questions actually. So the first thing that I want to do is, with a little short notice perhaps, let you know of a couple of events that are going ahead across the pond in San Francisco this weekend. excuse me, one of them actually this evening. So Michael Balin, one of the founders of Analog Forever magazine, which I spoke about the other week, they have their launch party today. Well, tonight for me, depending on when you listen to it, listen to this show, 6 p.m. At SF Camera Work in San Francisco. That's their launch party for issue one of Analog Forever magazine. And on the Saturday, at 12 p.m. they're doing a photo walk, which should be fun, at Glass Key Photo. So I don't live in the area or anywhere near it, but hopefully some of you guys do. And if you didn't know about it, maybe that's something that you might be interested in. Pop along, take some photos and support these guys. That'd be cool. On Facebook, there are, if you search them up, there are sort of links to the launch party and the photo walk. So that's that out. Second thing that I want to give a shout out to is the All Through a Lens podcast by Eric and Vanya. Now, what I want to particularly give a shout out about this show is that they are... Sorry, I have a fairly hefty cold, it would seem, and I'm struggling to get my words out. They are talking about zines quite a bit, and they have a part of their show where they review people's zines. My one, they reviewed a few weeks back, which is very kind of them. And what they've said is they want to do a trade. So if you've got a zine that you'd like to get out, get reviewed, send it to one of those guys, and they'll send you one of those in return, and they'll do a little review of it on their show. Now, Eric was kind enough to send me issue 6 of his Conspiracy of Cartographers zine, issue 6 called Abandoned. And as you'd expect, if you've had a zine from Eric before, it's absolutely beautiful, well and nicely laid out. The paper stock that it's printed on is absolutely beautiful, really adds something to his images. If you've seen Eric's work before, you'll know, you'll have a fairly good idea of what it's going to be about, especially the title Abandoned. I won't give too much away more than that, but I suggest if you get in contact with Eric, if you haven't got a zine to do a trade with, pop along to Eric's Etsy store, which I can't remember off the top of my head, but I know that if you go to his Instagram profile, which is conspiracy.of.cartographers, there's a link to his Etsy store in there. Go pick up a copy, it's absolutely amazing. And thanks, Eric, if you are listening, for sending it along. So, talking of zines, I want to thank everybody, if you listen, everybody that purchased a copy of my zine, It Makes No Sound. They have now all sold out, unfortunately. And I put it out on one of the Facebook groups the other day, or a couple of the Facebook groups, that I had these ones left over and I was looking to shift them because basically I'm poor and want to fund a new zine that I'm planning out at the moment. And people stepped up and bought them and I was absolutely amazed, gobsmacked, and got some very nice feedback on them. So that was very kind. So I'd like to thank every one of you that actually purchased one. It really means a lot. And now I'm sort of putting together my next zine. So the next zine, so this is where the question, one of the questions that I want to put to you guys that I'd hopefully like some feedback comes in. I know who I want to print my zine, and I know what paper I want to put it on, because I've had experience with it before. But the last zine I put together was pretty much all 6x6 square photographs or rectangular landscape format photographs. and the zine itself was square format, and it worked well. But the images that I've got for this one are a mixture of, they're all 35mm shots, and some of them are landscape and some of them are portrait, and I'm struggling mentally to work out the best way to lay that out into a zine. It's not something that I've had much experience with. So I'm looking at all the pictures right now, all sort of laid out on the table, trying to put them in some sort of order. And I'd just like your guys' feedback on what you would do or what you have done if you've put a zine together that is made up of images that aren't all the same shape, specifically landscape or portrait orientated. What size do you think works best for that? What shape, booklet, what sort of layout, whether you went for a square, whether you went for a portrait orientated, whether you went for landscape orientated book where the images are portrait on that, or if you went portrait and your landscape images spread across both pages. I'd just like to know some thoughts. Hit me up if you like, if you've got any feedback on that, soot and whitewash@gmail.com, and I'd appreciate any help that I can get. So the zine that I'm putting together is I picked up from Analog Wonderland a few weeks ago, a couple of rolls of 35mm Rolly Blackbird creative film. Now this isn't a film that I've come across before, and the example shots that I saw of it looked really cool. It looked really contrasty, really sharp, just how I liked it. Now I think it was, from memory, an 80 speed film, quite low ISO anyway. And I took it out in my Olympus Trip 35 on a bright sunny day, and so it was absolutely ideal for that. And what I'd intended to do was take a walk around my local town, see what's going on, shoot a roll of 36, and then if the images came out, turn them into a zine. And I've got, obviously not 36 images, that'd be silly, because who gets 36 keepers out of a single roll? But there's probably about 20 or so images, maybe a few more, maybe a few less, that work really well. I'm not going to tell you the subject matter further than that, because I'd just like to keep that to myself for a little while. So that's what the question is, that's what it's for. Can you let me know your thoughts if you like? So that's it for that. I'm just going to take a little quick break, compose my thoughts, and then come back with something else. Cheers. Okay, so next thing, another question. Well, a fact first and then a question. So I have in my hand here 5 rolls, not all in one hand because my hands aren't that massive, 5 rolls of the new Ilford Ortho Plus black and white film in 120. And I would like to know everybody's thoughts on this film. Now, I've read good things, I've read bad things. I've read that everyone was, well, not everyone, a lot of people were expecting more from this big Ilford announcement the other week, and I'd like to know your thoughts on Ortho film. What are the best things to do with it? What have you done with it before? Have you used some of this new Ilford Ortho film yet? And if so, what have you used it in? What cameras specifically have you used it in? And what subjects have you shot with it? Now, I bought, like I say, 5 rolls of it because I love Ilford as a company and I want to support everything that they do. So I jumped in immediately and bought 5 rolls in 120 with the intention of using it in one of my pinhole cameras. So what have we got pinhole camera wise? There's my Reality Subtle 6x6F. There's the Holger 120 WPC that Andrew Bartram gifted me a few weeks ago. There's a couple of homemade wooden pinhole cameras, not dissimilar to Ondu's. So I think that's what they're going to go in. But then I was thinking after that, whether I want to shoot some of it in a lensed camera. Now, that's not so much my bag at the moment. I'm shooting a lot of pinhole still. And then I got to myself thinking that I don't have that many 120 lensed cameras. So just looking at the shelf at the moment, there's my Boronica ETR-S, which is 6x4.5 medium format camera, if you're not familiar with it. And there is, up there, there's a, what is that, a Kodak Brownie Reflex, so sort of faux TLR, toy camera, one would say. There is my Diana, my original Diana, and my Ensign Full View camera. Now, those, with the exception of the Boronica, those ones are all, very limited in what films you can shoot them in. And I'm wondering if, one, is it a waste to put my first few rolls, or put one of my first few rolls through a, air quotes, toy camera? Should I put them through the Boronica? What are your thoughts on this? Is it a waste to try and do film in a toy camera that I don't really use that much anyway? I don't really know. So I know I'm going to pinhole some of it. I'd like to know what your thoughts are, whether you've used any of the film, because it's not a new film, obviously. It has existed in sheet format for quite some time. So let us know. Let us know your thoughts. Sorry, I know I'm rambling here. Let us know your thoughts. Have you used it? What have you used it in? What have you used it to shoot? And how did you find it? And just before we finish the show, I'm going to now drop in a little call-in that I received the other day from none other than Mr. Mike Gutterman from Negative Positives.
Hello, Neil Piper. This is Mike Gutterman from the Negative Positives podcast. I'm hanging out here in the Gutterman Cave, scanning some APS film and drinking some bourbon because, well, you know, APS revival is the hottest trend in film photography. It's taken over the world by storm. Just finished episode 40 of the Soot and Whitewash podcast and really enjoyed, the episode having Alex Purcell on there with you. And I think it might be time for maybe a co-captain on your show. I think Alex would make a good one. You guys have good chemistry. Everybody needs a good co-captain. Maybe he'll be more reliable than Mr. Andre Dominguez. And Alex has been a pretty vital member of the film community. So, you know what? Come on, Alex. How about joining the Film Podcasters Union? And because union, yes. So anyway, enjoyed the episode and something to think about. Not that I don't mind, not that I don't like Neil's solo shows, but a co-captain's always good. Cheers.
Well, thanks for that, Mike. And Alex, you've been told. Let me know your thoughts. Right, let's wrap this up because my cold seems to be getting worse and I am doing exactly what I said I wasn't going to do and rambling about rubbish. You can find my work on Instagram, Neil_Piper. The show has its own Instagram feed in which I post photographs of stuff that I talk about on the show. That's just at Soot and Whitewash. If you would be so kind and want to give me some feedback about the questions that I've posed this morning, afternoon, evening, whatever, drop us a line, sootandwhitewash@gmail.com. I'd like to thank Kevin MacLeod, as usual, for the music, the intro and outro music that I use at the beginning and end of each show. And until next time, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.